everybody eats, everybody loves it. It's such an important part of who we are as a culture.
For more than a century, American food has been dominated by some iconic brands.
For many years in this country, if you wanted something cold to drink, you asked for a Coke. If you want ketchup, you wanted Heinz ketchup. It didn't matter that there were tons of other brands out there.
When people think of American chocolate, they think of Hershey's. When people think of American burgers and fries, they're gonna think of McDonald's.
Coca-Cola, Heinz, Hershey, McDonald's, Kellogg's. You know the names, the logos, and the jingles.
I remember my father, me, has to be singing K-E-L-L-O-G-G, Kellogg's best to you.
But do you know the stories behind them?
The federal government claimed, with some justification, that Coca-Cola was mislabeled because, ironically, it no longer had cocaine in it. So you can't call it Coca-Cola.
Corn Flakes was an accident. And you stop and you think, what if they didn't leave? What if they just disposed of what had gotten moldy?
And behind the remarkable individuals who brought them to life.
There were lots of stories about Ray Kroc walking into a franchisee's location, looking around, jumping up on the counter, and ordering everybody out of the restaurant because he wasn't satisfied.
He was both an inventor, a bit of a showman. He was notorious for wearing only white, riding around Battle Creek on a bicycle with a parrot on his shoulder.
Welcome to The Food That Built America, a new podcast from the History Channel and Ozzy, based on the History Channel's documentary series, The Food That Built America.
I often wonder if the people behind these massive, unbelievably successful brands knew exactly the scope of what they were doing when they started out.
It takes bold visionaries risking everything to create some of the most recognizable brands on the planet.
They had a dream, they had an idea, they had a vision, but they could never, at the time, have imagined just how big it would be because nothing else existed like it.
Some people are perennial innovators. Some people are always looking for the next big thing.
How am I gonna grow this? How am I gonna let everybody in the world know that I'm a household name?
Brands that help drive the most powerful economy on earth.
Who doesn't want to be successful? Who doesn't want to, you know, change the world and make quite a bit of money doing it?
And bring millions of people together.
The idea that you're eating something that somebody somewhere far away is eating, that's a connection. And so part of the thrill of these products is the participation in a national imagining that everybody else is participating in.
You'll hear the stories behind some of America's most loved and iconic brands.
And he would pitch fits. I mean, he was known to, you know, throw chocolates to the floor, to, you know, kick and scream, and he'd get bright red in the face.
So car hops were very sexy, and the boys gathered to hang out with them. And that posed a problem if you were running a business because there were shenanigans going on in the parking lots.
How they transformed American life and culture.
It's easy to forget that these stories of these amazing food companies tell the story of us as much as any anthem or any statue.
If you are holding a bottle of Coke or if you're eating a Hershey bar, that's a piece of America that's with you. And it's amazing how a food product can give you that that sort of feel.
And change the world in the process.
When you have these associations, it transcends being just a food, and it becomes part of your life. It becomes one of the signifiers for that moment in your life.
Certainly that we did create something that really conquered the world.
The Food That Built America, coming on February 4th. Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.